This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hell of an exchange.
I would like to state live on the radio, yeah, that I still believe there do not have to be others to be correct.
There do not, what? No.
There do not have to be others.
That's,
yes,
not what you said.
That is what I said. You just played it.
I think it just sounded odd, but you're right. It would technically work.
That's right. It just sounded odd.
You were just so unsure of it.
Yes, I was very unsure of all of it. There do not have to be other. I think that if I said it that way,
is what you said.
Now, all of a sudden, it sounds right.
That sounded okay, what you just said. I'm not certain that's what you said.
Well, he just played it.
I need to hear it again.
Can we hear that?
Because you butchered it like 9 different times.
Are you kidding me?
No, there don't. No,
no, there don't.
Don't clip that.
Please.
No, there do not. Wait, no, that's not right either.
Please, just keep going. You're doing great.
No, they don't. There do not have to be others.
Please.
Yeah, that's right. It's just, there do not have to be
right?
others.
There doesn't have to be others.
Damn it.
There doesn't have to be others.
Okay.
And I say
that.
There does.
No, there does not.
It's
there
the way you said
it.
You had a Larry Johnson pause in your free throw.
Yeah, no, I was just really unsure of it. And you guys assumed that I was wrong again.
Yes.
Little did you know I was actually right.
It was a good assumption on our part, but
there do not have to be others. That's why I thought it was right the first time. I'm like, that's right. But then my confidence was shaken to its core.
You were rattled.
I was rattled, and grammar usually does not rattle me.
No. Well, you're a grammar rodeo champion, but that was not your finest work.
No.
Hey, it happens to the best of us.
But I saved it.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't know I saved
it. You did.
It.
You brought it around.
Well, guys, we have big NFL news today.
Fuck to it.
The Seahawks have no wide receivers left except for Jake Bobo and Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
The greatness that is Jake Bobo?
No, Jake Bobo sucks.
Yeah, well,
if I remember right.
I don't know if he sucks. He was that guy coming out of camp that, you know, there's one.
There's and it's always that guy.
It's always the white guy.
The great route runner with great hands.
Tough run, smart run.
Gym rat.
Yeah. But no, one of the great Seahawks. Is no more. No. One of the all-time great Seahawks is
out. Over. And the Seahawks are pissed today because there's two bits of news. Tyler Lockett got cut.
Yeah.
And DK Metcalf requested a trade.
Yeah. DK Metcalf!
Are you on that call?
What? DK Metcalf?
That was Joe Tessitore getting it wrong in a big moment.
DK Metcalf!
Wow. See, even the best get it wrong sometimes, Jace.
Yes.
The Seahawks are mad because they wanted today to be Tyler Lockett Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
But somehow it leaked that DK Metcalf requested a trade.
Well, my guess is that DK Metcalf requested it. Like, he leaked it. DK Metcalf, for all of his talents, dude, DK Metcalf is... Dude, that dude is a pain in the ass. Plain and simple.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think... Listen, DK Metcalf will be traded.
Yes.
The Seahawks are going to shop him around. Maybe Green Bay... Maybe Vegas, but as good as he is, I don't think that Seahawks fans are upset about that.
Like, I hope not.
Because he's a bonehead.
Yes.
And now Tyler Lockett, like, give me Tyler Lockett any day of the week.
Yeah.
A player like Tyler Lockett over a player like DK Metcalf.
Yes.
I mean, that right there, just those two guys, as good as Metcalf is and as talented, like, just as physical specimen as he is, give me Tyler Lockett all day.
Yeah.
And that guy was nothing but a pro for 10 years.
No, and he was a better receiver. Look, we fall in love with the freaks, and Metcalf is the definition of that. Big, giant, freaky-looking dude. But, you know, outside of the 1 year, I want to pull this up real quick. Blip, blip, blip.
No, sir, don't.
Yeah. So the 2022, so two seasons ago, he caught 90 balls.
Wait, who are we talking about here?
DK Metcalf.
Okay.
He caught 90 balls.
That's good.
Yeah, it was very good.
That's good.
And he had, I want to see how many TDs he had. Yeah, 90 balls and 12 touchdowns. Like, that's the, you know, that was a big year for him. But, you know, since then, you look at him, 66 grabs, 66 grabs, 8. He's solid. He's a good receiver, but he's not necessarily a great route runner.
Yeah,
he gets
and
15
he's not worth the headache.
He gets 15 yard penalties all the time, and
especially
and
if you're going to have to pay him a bunch of money.
Yeah, it's expensive, and you're not necessarily in a win now mode. His best years, you didn't make the. It's not like you're making a big push, and so I think as you're trying to build the culture there,
100%.
You know, I've never been a DK Metcalf guy. I just have always thought that he was a little overrated simply because he's a one-trick pony, but he looks really good, and we fall in love with that.
Well, he makes some amazing plays, too.
Absolutely, and that's why I said we kind of fall in love with the, you know, we fall in love with the idea of receivers, and I don't know if there's another position we do this about. I think we do with Odell Beckham was another one of these guys that I think had that. You make a couple big moments, you have a big year, and all of a sudden we're like, oh my God. You know who we're doing it right now? Davante Adams. Davante Adams hasn't been Davante Adams in 2 years, but we fall in love with that, although he at one point was the best receiver in football. DK Metcalf has never been that guy. And so, yes, when you ask me which one was the better receiver, I'm with you, dude. Give me Tyler Lockett all day long, but he's going to be 33. He had a huge cap hit. I think his cap hit this year, had they kept him, was, yeah, what was it you said?
I think this coming year, 17 million.
Oh, at 17, and then it was actually worse because of the bonus. That was if they cut him. It was going to be somewhere, I think, north of the 20s. Like, there was no way going into this year, you knew that this was the last year of Lockett, unless he took a massive restructure. And so here you are, and he's gone. So this was like a very easily predicted thing. And now that Metcalf wants out, we'll see what market is out there for him. I'm guessing Seattle isn't going to try to play hardball with him if Metcalf wants to go and they can get a decent return for him. I don't think Seattle's going to, you know, I don't think Seattle's going to sit there and try to hold him hostage. And by the way, he's got 1 year left, and then after that, he's done. So you're not going to get a huge return for him. But if you could get a... If you can get a fourth, if you can get a fifth for him, something like that, I think that's probably what will end up happening. And then Seattle will wave goodbye, and they're going to move on with Jackson Smith and Jigba, and they'll address receivers in the draft.
DK Metcalf, next team odds. Green Bay Packers, 3-1. Patriots, 5-1. Raiders and Steelers, 7-1. Chargers, 8-1. Cowboys, 10-1.
So, and I would warn anyone... New England Patriots.
Boy, I could see him on the Cowboys.
Yeah,
that's
right?
A cowboy kind of move.
Well, it's a cowboy kind of move, and you put him in an offense that actually could be good. You give him a real quarterback. He's got a real number one on the other side. And again, he's not a full route tree receiver, and you already have CeeDee Lamb, so Metcalf can be that one-trick guy, and it could work in Dallas. And that makes sense, because Dallas wants to win right now, and they do have the ability to hopefully keep him happy. But if he goes to a place like New England that isn't going to be very good,
or
with
Pittsburgh
a young...
Pittsburgh even? Like, what do they have at quarterback right now that's going to keep him happy?
Well, Drake May.
No, no, I said, or Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
That was also on that list.
Like, I don't want, if I pair him with George Pickens, who's also a whiny little you-know-what, so now I've got two temperamental guys that don't play very hard all the time and a quarterback that's going to struggle to get him the ball. I would say the same thing in Vegas. It doesn't make sense. DK, to me, needs to be a guy like that goes to an organization with some structure and the ability to keep him somewhat happy, and you don't have to rely on him to be the guy. So there's a place for him out there. He's still like, I think he's like 27, 28 years old. So I'm not trying to sit here and say that he's, you know, long in the tooth and I don't want anything to do with him. I just think that we often overvalue guys like DK Metcalf and what they mean. Because again, I ask you, as good as he's been in Seattle and he's been solid, what has he meant to the Seahawks? Really nothing. It just, he doesn't move the needle for you.
He's helped them. So it's hard to quantify what he's meant. I mean, look at his numbers. He's good.
Yeah.
Deep threat. Good. Stretches the field. That's good.
Yeah.
Opens things up for Smith and Jigba.
Sure.
Lockett. Yes. All of that. How do you quantify that? I don't know. I just feel like he's replaceable.
Yes.
I mean, that's really it.
Yeah.
It's just a number. Look, if DK Metcalf were squeaky clean, in terms of just his attitude, this is maybe a different conversation.
Sure.
Right? But he's not.
No.
And they're looking at the price tag, and they're looking at the headache, and they're going, eh, not really worth it. We can find, you know, we'll find somebody in the draft. There's a free agent. We have Smith and Jigba. We're fine.
And we don't even know, by the way, if Seattle is going to honor this. It's just, it's 1 year left of the deal. We would assume that Seattle's going to move on.
Yeah, they'll trade him. No, they don't. So I don't know. I just think Metcalf made this because of the way he is.
Yeah.
I think he made this kind of a whatever.
Yeah.
For both the Seahawks and Seahawk fans.
Sure.
They're just like, fine. Yeah. I mean, he's good.
Sure.
And we shouldn't downplay that, but he's just easily they can replace him.
Yes.
And they should replace him. I don't think they should pay him a bunch of money because he's kind of a headache.
Well,
did you see what Lenore said about him?
No.
Diamador Lenore.
Former Duck great. Yeah, what did he say?
Well, he is, of course, of the Niners now.
Yes.
And we have a Niner fan here on staff.
That's right.
Ryan Buckley loves Diamador Lenore. He said he took to IG Live?
Okay.
Instagram Live, yeah.
Is that something you guys know? To react to DK Metcalf. And he said, y'all cannot let DK Metcalf leave. How am I going to have fun out there? In Jigba, he be crying all day. That's all he do is cry. Cry, baby. That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah. So, which is funny because...
Well, the Niners have baited DK into getting ejected
recently.
So they like having him around.
To me, I think Lenore is...
Throwing shade at him,
he's
right?
Throwing shade at Metcalf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By calling in Jigba a crybaby, yeah. I think he's saying, dude, that's all Metcalf did was cry. And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I also saw Jigba got on Twitter and said, "Ayo, WTF."
He's catching strays. Well, clearly, if your in-division rival is saying, don't let the guy go, that shade that he's thrown at him.
Yeah, they knew they could get under his skin.
Yes.
They loved it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a DB, how fun it would be to get under DK Metcalf's skin?
100%.
And how easy it would be?
Yeah. And he just, you know, he just is kind of one of those like unhinged players, but he's
meanwhile,
good.
Try rattling Tyler Lockett.
No, that guy's a pro's pro, and it bothers me, and we're falling victim to it. But it does suck that on a day where hopefully this should have been a Lockett appreciation, and this is why it bothers me, and this is, again, the DK Metcalf thing. I don't believe that it was an accident, that it leaked the day that Lockett is getting released.
What?
Guys like that just always want it about themselves, and... Look, there's no position quite like wide receiver in the NFL, and I know they're important, and we love them, but boy, I feel like receiver, to me, is starting to become a little bit like the running back a number of years ago.
I agree.
There's plenty of them to be found. You don't have to pay. Like, if you're a true number one guy, you know, Chase and Jefferson, I get it. And by the way, those guys don't get moved very often. They don't hit free agency. You just don't see those guys because teams hold on to them.
But it's like dudes 10 through 35 are all the same.
Exactly. And you can find them.
Get them cheap.
Yes, you can find them lots of places.
Couldn't agree more.
So.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take the time to appreciate Tyler Lockett.
Yes.
Let's give him his own segment. And if you bring up DK Metcalf in our next segment, or if I do, or if Buckley does, we will be kicked off the show. Permanently.
There will be no more DK Metcalf talk.
Decaf Metcalf.
But just not in the next segment.
But we will talk about decaf Metcalf. That's fine.
The YouTube chat said they needed more caffeinated Metcalf with the Seahawks recently. Less.
No, you wanted decaf.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He probably did want decaf.
He's always caffeinated.
He's always. Remember we had that sweet, like, weird three-way thing going on where he was texting the gals? That was kind of fun.
That's right.
Yeah. He had one of his ladies coming in from way out of town, texted her mid-booty call and was like, sorry, I found someone better. And then changed his mind. It was like, no. I talked to my other gal. She says it's cool if you come and we'll do a little three-way thing. Turn around, come back.
And she did not.
She did not. But she did leak the messages, and that was kind of fun.
But it was a nice try.
It was a nice try.
All right. That Tyler Lockett segment is next. Here's Buck.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're welcome. You know what? I just like to say that. You're welcome. All of you.
For free, by the way.
That's right.
Sucker.
You don't have to pay for that.
No, it's the best bang for your buck out there.
I do knew that.
Join my Substack.
Right.
I don't know what that means, but you got to pay for something.
I think isn't that kind of like Discord?
I think you pay and then... Yeah. I saw it because that evil bitch, Casey Anthony, now has...
Oh.
She's reemerged.
What's she doing?
She's a...
I saw something about
hand
her.
To God. This... And I... You know, I don't mean... to throw this out there because I know it can
I sent Isaac a story about this potentially for the club.
She is, I wish I could call her a C word. She killed her kid and then tried to throw her parents under the bus for it, got off.
Throw.
Yeah, throw. That son of a bitch.
I do knew that.
She's now a, quote, legal advocate. And so she has like between $100 and $10, I think it's between $10 and $100. You join her, whatever. And she says all the money she collects, she's going to go to help. Like be a legal advocate, aka it's going to go in her pocket, and she's now like on TikTok and like making videos.
That sounds very generic. Legal advocate,
exactly.
For what?
I hope someone hits
mean?
Her with a bus.
And the story I sent you was she's getting political too. I mean, she's like opposing different political groups or something.
A legal advocate.
Yeah, she has
like the advocates.
Yeah, she's gonna except she's not going to be suing anyone. She's just going to keep the money for herself. I'm surprised she's not just doing OnlyFans at this point. Hey, bitch, you killed your kid and you got away with it. Maybe just shut up and go away forever. I hope something horrible happens to her. I hope she gets Lou Gehrig's disease, to be honest with
Casey
you.
Casey Anthony, one of America's most hated women, rebrands herself as a civil rights advocate to oppose Trump.
Oh, okay. There's the tie-in. I was going to say, that's...
What's that meteor? Can it hit her? Can something hit her? I mean,
if she becomes our next president?
At this point, nothing would shock me.
Stephen A. president is what I want.
All right.
However,
Well, this was supposed to be the Tyler Lockett appreciation segment, but
the second greatest receiver that the Seattle Seahawks have ever had, Tyler Lockett.
That's right.
Only behind Steve Largent.
Doug Baldwin. Oh.
No. You know, Doug Baldwin is fourth, actually, because I had to look this up.
Yeah, so I wondered if you looked this up, because I did too.
Yeah, because I knew Lockett would be up there.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if Lockett, I was like, I don't think he got Largent, because I think I would have heard had he become the all-time leading receiver. And he's not. Largest numbers are ridiculous. He's got 13,000 yards, and Lockett's 8,500, but it's actually Brian Blades is third, then Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, so number two all-time in Seahawks history in receiving yards is Tyler Lockett.
Yes.
Number six is DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
So it goes Largent, Lockett, Blades, Baldwin, Darnell Jackson, DK.
It's very weird. Joey Galloway's on there, but I mean, and Lockett's second in touchdowns. Lockett is a Ring of Honor member. I mean, Tyler Lockett is
just a pro.
Absolute greatness.
He's a guy that you could count on.
Yes.
I don't know, just a great dude.
Well, and I love guys like that, right? He wasn't, you know, coming out of Kansas State, it wasn't like he was, you know, the end all to be all. He's a smaller guy. You know, made one Pro Bowl, made one All-Pro team, but was just a consummate professional and had some really, really great years. I mean, he had a couple seasons where I'm looking here his best. He had 100 grab catch with 10 touchdowns.
You mean 100 catch season.
Yes.
You we're killing it today.
Did I say 100 yards season?
You said 100 grab catch.
God bless America. Well, I'm still thinking about cursing at Casey Anthony.
I knew that.
He had 100 catches.
No, they don't.
10 touchdowns. He was great. I think sometimes like guys of his stature just get overlooked in the NFL. And if you weren't a Seahawk fan, maybe you didn't pay any attention to Tyler Lockett. But if you were a Hawk fan, you knew.
Yeah,
you knew how good
he was.
He was
a pro, man.
Yes.
Reliable.
Yes.
And I'd take him any day of the week over.
we are doing great
over
today.
DK Metcalf.
Are you thinking about cursing at Casey Anthony too?
No, I don't really care about her.
Hmm. Merry Christmas, bitch.
He was also behind one of my greatest gambling wins. Final week of the regular season, incentive week. 2 touchdowns, 17-1 odds. It's wonderful.
All right.
Is that what you...
Thanks for that.
I like that
That's how I will remember Tyler Lockett, that he cashed 17-1 with 2 touchdowns against the Cardinals on the last day of the regular season.
It makes me happy that Buck's entire world revolves around his big gambling wins.
Decent money that day.
Yeah.
So who is your worst, like who do you hate most because they screwed you in betting?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know that I have like a betting vendetta right now, like this season, Orlando Magic. I can't every time I bet them.
Is it possible that you may need counseling if you're consistently betting? Because that leads me to believe that you haven't bet on them once or twice, that is a continual thing.
That's like 3 times in the last month.
Well,
yeah. 0-3. You can't get a read on the Magic. Hey, guess what? Neither can I. You know why? I don't watch them.
This is once when Travis Demers once asked me about a Washington State Gonzaga basketball line.
And no. I thought it was preseason NBA.
Well, that too. But no, it was a non-conference Washington State Gonzaga basketball line. Hey. And I do believe that there was a preseason game in there too. Like he had like a parlay going.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting and telling him, I'm like, my man, if that's the road you're going down, it's probably time to pick up the phone. Like that's.
He doesn't want to hear that.
1-800 gambler.
Get out of here with that.
I know the number.
Come on, dude.
He used to love.
There's money to be made. Hey, if there's a line on it, there's money to be made.
Every not line's an opportunity.
Them. Not all of them, but you got to do your homework. And preseason, you know, some of the sharps, I don't know about sharps, but some of the like people, you know, there's sports betting content all over the place now.
Sure.
A lot of them,
consume all of it.
Whatever you call those people, they will tell you that there is a lot of money to be made in preseason. There's advantages.
Well, I do bet on preseason.
Yeah, that's why Suk bets the Ravens.
That's the only preseason bet I have ever laid.
If you're following it,
because
it's about who plays and like you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Then of course that loses 95% of bettors right there because like what? I have to pay attention. It's not just free money.
My buddy sends me these horrific, like Instagram like clips, and it's always
that's the IG bro.
Yeah, he sends me the IG clips, and it's always, you know, we should be sleeping, but it's 2 in the morning, and we're currently gambling on, and then it's a clip of some sort of athletic competition that you're just like, oh my God, this is a real thing.
Once I start doing the overnight table tennis, you guys can come and get me.
I'm telling you, the stuff he sends me is way worse than the overnight table tennis thing. There's some Special Olympic events going on. There's some stuff from the Far East. And just some of the rando sports that are out there. And then you think to yourself, someone does have action on this right. somewhere.
Hey, and guess what? They probably have value. Value. You can find value in a lot of different types of betting.
Yeah.
JC babes.
Yes, you can.
Get on board, bro. It's the way to live.
Well.
Buck and I are on board. We bet on TGL.
That's right.
Yeah, it's
and it's a blast.
Yeah. It's a bit disturbing.
And we're kicking ass at it.
Are you?
We want to get last.
That's
yes.
right.
Every time I turn around, we're Buck's like, cursing at the TV.
You don't hear me cursing when we're winning.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about sports betting,
or
too.
Or actually, you do.
You never really... yeah, nobody likes a bet bragger. You just go, yeah, I won that bet. Yeah, well, how about the other eight you lost? But we're pretty good about that around here.
Yeah.
Whereas, so Buck, he won't often tell you when he wins.
Yeah.
But you will know it when he's
when
getting
down.
Screwed.
Yeah.
But TGL, I think, what are we? We're figuring we're like, 8-3.
Yeah, I think it's like, it might be 9-4 now, but yeah.
We're probably the preeminent TGL experts in the world, really, if you think about
in
it.
In the world.
But we give out our picks for free.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of the guys we are.
Well, at the end of the day, we wish you all the best. Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
Seahawk.
Your greatness.
Legend.
Why?
Greatness.
Yes.
And we will miss ye. Good luck in the heavens.
Yeah, I think he'll... I wonder if he walks away, because he's still got some juice left in the tank. But I looked it up. He was set to count $31.9 million against the cap this year, had they kept him. That would have been the fourth highest cap number for a receiver. Hence, we all knew that Tyler Lockett was about to be no more.
All right, what are we going to do with this Blazer spread?
I know.
We need to talk
I got about some this. Interesting numbers on this.
Yeah. Let's talk about next, because the game tips in about 10 minutes.
Is there TGL Wednesday?
I have not picked a side either. I don't know what I'm doing on this game.
I think I do. Hmm. And so we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.